I think looking back after 10 years of a Libyan revolution that has come after 42 years of an authoritarian rule in Libya, that has left Libya basically decimated without any political structure and without any institutions, state institutions. And after essentially what was a very brutal dictatorship. And fortunately, it set Libya for a failure. One of the things we saw after the UN-backed Western-led military intervention in Libya is that they didn't complete the job. I think part of it was more of a regime change without extensive plan for post-regime change. And I think that left Libya somewhat hanging in the middle of all the situation. When you see that without further planning from the Western powers that were part of that intervention, and when you see a state that has no institutions and has no political system that allows it to reverse course from the demise of these institutions after a dictatorship, unfortunately, that was what played out in Libya. And that vacuum, unfortunately, was worsened by the extensive presence of weapons, the development of militias, the lack of ability to absorb these tens of thousands of militiamen. And then it was exacerbated by foreign power intervention and proxy wars that have devolved essentially from the conflict. So it has been, unfortunately, a combination of many things that has led to what went wrong in Libya.
The Biden administration has called for the immediate withdrawal of Russian, Turkish, and other foreign forces from Libya. What's your take on that?
I think if we look at the principle of withdrawing all foreign powers and mercenaries from Libya, that is absolutely essential as a long-term solution to the Libyan conflict. But I think the Biden administration may be correct. And then we saw the deputy U.S. ambassador at the UN, Mr. Mills, call for the same thing. And he specifically mentioned Russia, Turkey, and he added actually the UAE also to exit from Libya. I think what we need to do is we need to have three steps, which I think would help address this issue clearly. The first step is to identify really who are the foreign backers that have been financing and bankrolling this mercenary presence in Libya. And if we do that, I think we can identify the culprits of this extremely increased presence of mercenaries. I think the UAE, unfortunately, along with Saudi Arabia and other culprits, have been key in financing this presence of foreign powers. The second thing that I think we need to do is to address the countries that are not playing at the international theater, if you may. I mean, when you talk about Russia and Turkey, there's way too many complex formulas that need to be invoked and addressed along with the US and the EU in order to resolve this issue. So we need to address the middle level states that are not part of the international complexity. And I mean, Sudan, Chad, there's been some reports of Gambia possibly, you know, sending some mercenaries. Those countries need to be held back. They need to be held accountable. And we need to remove these forces from Libya. That leaves us with the last most difficult part, which is the Russian and the Turkish forces. And that, unfortunately, cannot be resolved without really the heavy weight of the international community resolving these issues with an eye on what's in stake for every power of the international powers that are involved, and the U.S. also exerting its heavy weight to try to see resolution to this. I think what we will see, hopefully, is a incremental, stepwise withdrawal of the mercenaries and the forces that have been brought in by Russia and Turkey, namely the Syrian forces from both sides need to be slowly scaled back. And then, of course, the Wagner mercenaries, first, they need to be addressed by Russia because Russia, till this day, unfortunately, as a state, disclaims any ownership of the issue. And it says, yeah, they may be Russian nationals, but they're not part of the Russian state's army. But that needs to be addressed. And the Wagners have to be withdrawn in sync with their agreements with the Turks because they are the other strongest force on the ground. But both, they need to be consistent with the goals of the EU and the US because military Russian presence in Libya is frowned upon and it's looked upon as a red line for the Western powers. And Russia has to be remedied in a different way, maybe arguably through commercial and through financial gains in Libya that would prevent them from having a military presence. I think the Turks would be the easiest, even though they have a lot of stake in Libya, because they came through agreements with a government that's legitimate and that it's approved. And they have repeatedly expressed their interest in leaving the Libyans so long long as the mandate of their presence, which is protecting Libyans and stopping the demise of the democratic path in Libya and standing against those who were fighting the legitimate government. Once those issues are over, I think the military and security presence will be not completely gone, but less, and hopefully translated more, and again, commercial and economic interests, as well as the maritime agreements with Libya.